A controversial project near Camelback Mountain gets the green light while Phoenix's red light cameras hit a roadblock. Those are two big developments from this week's city council meeting. KJZZ's Christina Estes joins me now to talk about them. Christina, let's start with these red light cameras because this was really unexpected, right?
Yeah, it was. It looked like a routine agenda item I see a lot. City staffers asked the council to extend a current contract while they work on a new request for a proposal or RFP. Council usually approves and then they move on to the next item. But that didn't happen with red light cameras and photo speed enforcement.
Council rejected the contract extension on a 5-4 vote. What is the next step?
The program is scheduled to end December 31st. Right now, Phoenix has red light cameras at 12 intersections. Those cameras are stationary, they're fixed. They were installed by Glendale-based Redflex Traffic Systems, the company with the current contract. Phoenix also uses some mobile speed enforcement units that move around to different school zones.
Important to point out that earlier this year, the AAA Foundation released a report saying Arizona had the highest rate of red light running deaths per capita, with Phoenix having the most. So does the council think these cameras are not needed? Is that what the vote was about?
No. In fact, in the last 6 months, I've heard a few council members say they'd like to see more red light cameras. The vote seems to be about the lack of action and follow through in the eyes of some council members.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, last April, as chair of the Public Safety Subcommittee, Michael Nowakowski asked the police department to work with the streets department to determine where additional cameras might be needed and report back. He told me he never got a report, and that's why he voted against extending the current contract.
But I want to make sure that we're doing the right thing and that we get a full report of where the accidents are, because extend the contract for how many cameras? Extend the contract for how many months? Is there going to be an RFP process? If there is, when's it going to start? When's it going to come back to my subcommittee?
Okay, Christina, who else voted against this contract extension?
Councilmen Sal DeCiccio and Jim Waring have consistently voted against the program, so their no votes were not surprising. Two new members also voted no, Councilmember Carlos Garcia and Vice Mayor Betty Guardado. Both declined to talk to me after the meeting, but Nowakowski says this isn't the first time he's felt like employees haven't provided the council with complete information in a timely manner. He says he's not going to feel pressured to vote for something that comes to him too late, in his opinion.
How much does the city spend on this photo enforcement program?
I can tell you the current contract, which started 5 years ago, has cost about $3.2 million.
And any idea how much the city brings in from tickets?
Well, the report provided to the council covered September 2009 through September 2018. Over that 9-year period, it says the city received a little more than $7 million.
Okay, Christina, let's move on to something all the council members agreed on, even generated some applause. There were celebrity sightings in the audience after the unanimous vote. It's a project on the northwest corner of 44th Street and Camelback Road.
Yeah, we're talking about a nearly 18-acre project that will have new retail, restaurants, an office building, and a boutique hotel. It was plans for two buildings that really bothered some residents. The developers wanted to build 75 feet or about 5 stories, which was higher than zoning allowed. Neighbors worried the buildings would block the view of Camelback Mountain and open the gates for other tall buildings. Paul Barnes addressed the council just before the vote.
There's no question that that area needs improvement, and never, ever were the neighborhoods opposed to redevelopment of that area. It was just a 75 feet height that was a stop.
Residents organized and fought really hard against that height. They had petitions going, they complained to council members, they met with developers many times, and it finally paid off.
Okay, now how tall will the buildings end up being then?
The buildings will be no higher than 59 feet. That's about 4 stories. Plus, they'll have rooftop gardens and lounges. Now, while most people were gushing about how wonderful it was that developers and neighbors reached a deal, resident Richard Spiegel said he was surprised neighborhoods went along. He thinks the buildings will still be too tall.
Mr. Fox is a brilliant, energetic, innovative man. I'm sure he could make a very good hotel at 55 feet, doesn't need the extra 10 feet that'll come with the stuff on top of it.
And you heard him refer to Mr. Fox, that's Sam Fox. He's the guy behind a lot of well-known restaurants in Phoenix. He'll be creating and operating his first hotel at the corner of 44th Street and Camelback.
This whole process has been eye-opening for me, from Camelback East Village Planning Committee to the Planning Commission and here today at City Council. My biggest takeaway from the journey is how passionate people are about the city of Phoenix and the communities they live in. That's what makes Phoenix such a great place to live and why I'm excited to build a world-class boutique hotel that we can all be proud of.
Christina, this is the same corner where the Phoenix Suns and Mercury are building the new practice facility. When do we expect construction on the other buildings to begin?
By early next year.
Okay, so get your shot ready, Christina, when you and I go shoot hoops together. Thanks as always, KJZZ's Christina Estes with the latest.
You're welcome.